I don't even think he's reached the pinnacle of his career, and he's hot as a six shooter right now. He's hotter than hot sauce. If he was a dish, he would be scrumptious right now.
Welcome to After the Bell. I am still Corey Graves. We are on a collision course with the holiday season. Day one pay-per-view right around the corner. And of course, we've got you covered as we do each and every week. But to help me navigate the journey as he does so eloquently week after week, he is the Thurman Merman to my Willie the Bad Santa, Vic Joseph. Vic, what's the word, my friend?
Well, I'm very excited for this week for our guests that you're going to bring on here in just a moment. This is one of the individuals I miss the most from not being on the road with you guys, and another reason why I'm extremely jealous of you, Corey, each and every Monday.
Well, there are a litany of reasons to be extremely jealous of me, Corey Graves, Vic. I understand completely, but I won't keep you waiting any longer, nor will I keep the ATB faithful waiting any longer. A very special holiday treat for y'all in the form of the 53-time, that's right, 53-time WWE 24/7 champion is our truth. Truth, what's the word, man?
Bird is the word.
Welcome, man. I'm excited to have you.
Legacy. Hey, Corey, Vic, dog, thanks for having me on here, man. I've been waiting for y'all to get me on after the bell.
Hey,
man.
All you had to do was say the word. I mean, let's be honest. We sit in the locker room each and every week, and last week You said, Corey, I got a new album about to hit the world, about to drop on the music industry. I want to come on ATB and chat about it. And guess what? I sent a text message, and here you are. Welcome to After the Bell. The floor is yours, Truth. I got your back, man.
You're right, dog. And by the way, I like the way you started off when you used the litany. I haven't heard that word, bro, since I was in third grade.
It's one of my favorites. I got about six that I keep in my pocket that I drop from time to time. So people go, oh, man, that dude knows what he's talking about. Either that or I use it completely wrong and just sound as though I know what I'm saying. And people just go, oh, that dude seems smarter than he is.
Bro, you fooled the show. You fooled me. I like it.
I call those Scrabble words, Truth, where you get the big points on Scrabble.
That's exactly like that's about it. all it's good for.
Oh, Vic, and you got the peach chokes in the back.
I got the what?
The peach chokes. That's the tree in the back, the little plant.
That thing is called a what?
Peach chokes.
A peach chokes?
Yes.
I have a feeling you just made that up.
No, we'll have to talk about that. But no, I'm a plant guy, Corey.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that R-Truth was so well-versed in the world of botany.
This is a peach choke?
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Truth, you dropped an album, Legacy. It's an EP available now on Spotify, wherever you get your music. Tell us about how this all came to be, man. This is something that's very important to you beyond the walls of WWE and your already amazing sports entertainment career. This is a chance for the world to get to see a different side of R-Truth.
Man, it's crazy, Corey, because I got involved with wrestling because of my music, you know, all the way back from trying to get Jack Crockett in a halfway house to invest in my music because I want to be this big major rap star, man, this entertainer. And it went from him telling me, if you do what I ask you to do, you won't have to worry about asking anyone else to invest in you. You can invest in yourself. So my music was, I wouldn't say put on hold. It was intertwined with professional wrestling.
Okay.
Because I got bit by that wrestling bug, man, after three WCW shows and seeing Ric Flair come out and Crockett telling me that could be you rapping and dancing down to the ring and mixing it with your music. And I did that, Corey. I executed. I did it, man. I've accomplished so much in my life, man. And with that, I was able to rap my own music. What's up? I wrote that. I produced that. I was able to give the WWE Universe my version of the lyrical Ron Killings, a.k.a. WWE Superstar, R-Truth. And now, legacy speaks volumes of my career. It speaks from seeing Jack Crockett in that halfway house before then to going on the Jack the Rapper tours, trying to promote and give out my CDs, cassette decks back then,
yeah,
to try to become this big rap star, man. So legacy speaks volume of my career from way back then, hitting those brick walls, to taking a different path in life, to being open to a whole different world of different things in a different lane, but still getting to where I want to get to in life with my dreams and goals. And it brings us to now. So legacy is, it will take you on a roller coaster ride, man, with all the songs I have, to give you a more in-depth look at Ron Killings, a.k.a. WWE Superstar, R-Truth.
And there's 8 tracks on Legacy. And what was the creative process for you? Because, look, we can joke all we want, but when we're in the locker room, we're in the little area that we have, you are a very creative, fun, witty individual. And what was the process for you to take from what was in your mind to paper and then make it into these 8 tracks?
Energy, being real. Transparency, dedication, discipline, all that, man, went into it, man. My producer, / manager, Jay Trax, man, we wrote every song, man, like, just by energy. Just by, like, I see you guys working in the locker room. You guys would be sitting there and you'd be putting the show together. But it's that energy you have when y'all throwing words at each other, throwing this and that. Well, I'm going to say this. Hey, True, tell me about this right here. And you take the time to find out from each individual what makes them tick, what makes them turn, what's this and that. Same thing with writing that music, man, and putting my life into this legacy project, man. It's just energy, is how I feel at the moment, what I want to write about. For example, I'm going to get right. Everybody can relate to that song. It's about the things I wanted. I want to make sure my kids are okay. I want to make sure my parents are okay. I want to make sure that I'm okay. I want to make sure that people understand what I'm trying to say to them. You know what I'm saying? Same as with What's Up. I got a song in there called Dubai. And that came about with my producer saying, tell me one of the most favorite places you've been to since you've been traveling throughout your career. Hands down, it was Dubai. And I actually told him, man, don't nobody want to hear a song about Dubai. Like, that's just crazy. He said, bro, you've been to Dubai. There are people that will only read about that in life, only hear about it, and will never get the experience that you have. And you can tell them what it was about and what happened, how you took it. And we dropped it, bro. It's like one of my favorite songs on the EP. Actually, real quick, when we first did Dubai, how about it was called I Eat Chicken When I'm in Dubai? Yeah. And so I was singing the song, right? Travel the world, the ass when I lie, I eat chicken when I'm in, and we were just singing that. I said, dog, I can't make a song talking about I like to eat chicken in Dubai. I can't make a song talking about I like to eat chicken, period. It set us back a couple months. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, so, sure.
You feel me, right?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
We changed it up, man, and it became, man, I met princes, the prince in Dubai, the Prince of Bahrain. Like, I was meeting so many royalty families, man. We just threw it in there, and it worked out. Went to the safaris. I went to, we rode, we flew back the next night, had to go straight to work. Like, there's so much that happened in Dubai that I put it in a song. And people that know my career, Corey, you've been there. I don't know if you've been there, Vic, but when you hear it, you know the experience of Dubai, you'll be able to relate to it. Every song on the EP is very relatable.
One of the tracks that I know about that you were kind enough to play for us semi-regularly in the TV locker room, our little lair inside any given arena
it
on Mondays.
It is our lair
where everything that happens in TVL stays in TVL for the most part, yes. Lest we incriminate one another.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, Truth. Nobody in the building on a Monday has a better time than we do in the locker room.
At all. And we come to work on Monday. We ready, man, because we're like, hey, so what y'all do last night? What you and Carmella do, man? What did y'all go at? Like, and we're catching up with the gossip. With, you know what I'm saying? He said, she said, we're catching with everything.
It is, man. It's a great time. It's my favorite environment, favorite part about Mondays. But I want to ask you, because you played some of the tracks as they were being developed, as you were working on them. Some of them were incomplete. And there's one, and the title of it escapes me off the top of my head, but it involved the barnyard. Talk to me about this, because Truth, we all unanimously agreed, yourself, myself, Randy Orton, I'm dropping names here, for yeah, Bobby Lashley, our crew
all unanimously agreed that while it may not have been the best song, we all agree it will be the biggest song off of Legacy. Tell me about the Barnyard song.
The thing is, Corey, Barnyard, it didn't make Legacy.
Oh, well, God dang. Here I am trying to promote something. No.
Listen, Corey, calm down. We figure Barnyard, it could stand on its own.
I agree with that.
Barnyard, first of the year. And Vic, Barnyard flexing is a country song.
I think you sent it in our, I can't put everybody who's in the group text with all of us, but I think you sent it to us all randomly. And again, one night late when I wake up in the morning, I get yelled at by Mackenzie because I'm laughing 9 out of 10 times. It's a text message, a TikTok, or a video that you've sent. So thank you for that. But yes, I am very well aware of what we're describing right
so that
now.
We'll just change that into a little forward promotion coming in January. Yeah. Keep an eye out for R-Truth's Barnyard. So, but talk to me about that. That is unlike something, and we've known each other fairly well. I get to spend a lot of time around you in the locker room and on the road and whatnot. Where did the whole thought process behind the Barnyard song come out, and why is it something that people should pay attention to?
Man, actually, Barnyard was an idea that came, I don't know if you are familiar with Blanco Brown.
I'm not familiar.
He's the one that made the song, Gonna Do the Two Steps and Cowboy Boogie.
Okay, I know the song. Yeah.
Well, he came to one of our WWE shows in Nashville. That's where he's from. And he and I talked about him doing some 24/7 stuff. And upon talking about that, we talked about, hey, we should collab and do some music together. And so that was the thought process right there. When we stopped it there, I went back to Atlanta, told Tracks, I said, hey, man, I just met Blanco Brown, man. We're talking about doing a country song together. He said, let's do it now and send it to him. I said, right now? He said, right now. Let's write it right now. And it's something that if you know how to two-step, if you know how to line dance, if you know how to shuffle, boogie, Cupid shuffle, anything, you'll be able to Barnyard flex. And it's a relatable song. It's going to be a TikTok sensation. It's going to be a worldly sensational song.
I believe that wholeheartedly. And I'm not saying that to blow smoke. That was the thought process when you played it for all of us. It was one we're going, this is absolutely ridiculous. But you can't stop bobbing your head. You can't stop moving with it. It's so catchy. And I think we compared it to like an Old Town Road vibe where the whole world knows that song just because it's so catchy and the hook just sticks in your brain all the time. I think that's going to be the case with Barnyard, if I might say so myself.
Oh, everybody will be Barnyard flex.
I can't wait. Well, hey, I got a big day coming up in April, Truth. I'm going to have to make sure the DJ plays the Barnyard flex. I'm going to have to learn properly by then, you know?
Better yet, you can have me come there and perform, dog.
That might even be better.
I bet she gives you a great rate, Graves. I bet she'll give you a good discount rate.
I'm going to get that TV locker room discount, man.
Oh. Yes. Man, y'all got to check the album out, man. And like, let me know which one of your favorite songs on there.
I definitely will. Definitely will, man. For sure.
I think you'll be sucked in from the beginning, man. From the intro, what you want to know about my jail time. The dark nights in the cell, what I think about. The last words that my mama heard before they took me away. Like, you got to listen to the beginning of it, all the way to the end of it, and it's going to suck you straight in.
This is where I miss some of those long drives in between cities. There are too many reasons to miss hours and hours in the car on the road. But lately, man, I'm kind of like, man, that's when I catch up on my music, on my podcast that I listen to, is when you're in the car and you can sort of enjoy that sort of thing. So
yes.
Legacy is in my downloaded folder on my Spotify and in my phone. So it's just a matter of time before I fully dive in.
Dive in, man. It's a workout song. It's workout. It's everything. Have you heard it yet, Vic?
I'm looking at it right now. I know you can't see, you guys can see it, but it's a podcast. Boom. But yeah, I got it right Boom. There. One of the things Boom. That stands out to me is the cover of Legacy with the collage you have of you as a baby, you as U.S. champion, you at, I'm assuming, high school graduation.
I did graduate, Vic.
I know you graduated, but I wasn't sure if a high school or college. You got to give me some credit here. I'm just looking at it. But the one that stands out the most is that flat top you got.
It was high, dog.
It was a high flat top.
And I cut it myself. I've always cut my own.
You did not.
Hair. Yes,
you cut your own flat top?
I've always cut my own hair since I was 13. Messed up a couple of times, but hey, I've always cut my own hair all the way to now.
I got to send you some photos of me from back in the day. I had the Dumb and Dumber cut. My hair was always straight like Lloyd Christmas and just bowl cut right across the top.
They gave you the bowl cut, didn't they?
I was an ugly ass kid, and nothing's changed in 36 years.
No, you're a very handsome guy, dog.
I want that as a social media clip. Thank you very much.
Truth, you took the bait, man. Everyone, make sure you check out Legacy, R-Truth's new album, wherever you are listening to your music. But Truth, while we have you, I want to talk to you. You mentioned the 24/7 championship. 53 yes. times over, you have held Ooh. Your baby, and it's become
53, dog.
The title itself has become its own unique entity. It's its own sort of.
Oh, damn, my hands are ashy. I mean, do that.
Come on, Truth. You about to
go get that lotion, man. What's
you lotion them up?
I put lotion on them, dog. I'm dark skinned. My skin eats it up. You know what I'm saying? My skin just eats it up, bro. I'm doing what I can.
Well, we believe in you. We support you. We're talking about your 53 reigns. The 24/7 championship's really become its own sort of entity within Monday Night Raw. The segments they're shot differently. They're completely unlike anything else that WWE produces on a weekly basis. How much of that do you take credit for, and how much fun do you have in the 24/7 championship picture? Because it appears on screen as though no one enjoys themselves quite as much as Truth.
Man, I'm finna get on my soldier boy with this one right here. I was the first wrestler to take that 24/7 championship to the height that it's at right now. Forbes magazine did a write-up about the 24/7. I don't even know if you guys know that.
Forbes magazine.
And Forbes is not a sports magazine.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They did a write-up about the 24/7 championship, the numbers it was doing. 6 to 20 million views a week. You know what I'm saying? We've connected all walks of celebrities together. We've had race car drivers, basketball players, sports announcers. Corey yourself double-crossed us a couple of times and wanted yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't double-cross anybody. I stayed within the rules of the 24/7 championship. And then Byron ruined everything.
But why would you do that to Byron? You and Byron, like...
Byron? Why would I do it to Byron? Byron pinned me. Byron ruined the greatest moment of my professional career on USA Network, millions of people watching. It was my crowning achievement. I now held the same prestigious championship as R-Truth. And Byron Saxton took that away from me, Truth. You got to see my pain, man.
You know what? I do. Not only do I see it, I feel it, Corey. You know what I'm saying? we'll talk to Byron later on that. But yeah.
Second social media clip, please.
24/7, dog, is you have Monday Night Raw, you have SmackDown, then you have the 24/7 segment, man. And it's still doing great numbers on social media. Like I said, it joins all walks of celebrities together, man. And a lot of people, man, get to live their childhood dreams with that 24/7 championship. It does something that no ever championship at WWE can do.
I want to talk to you about your mentality. We're talking about the 24/7 championship, which, let's be honest, isn't necessarily viewed in the same light as a WWE championship or the Intercontinental championship. But Truth, to your credit, you've got this ability to take whatever is handed to you and make it work and make it entertaining. And sometimes you laugh it off, and you're a true testament to not taking yourself too seriously all the time, which is something that I think you would agree is missing a lot of times in the business. A lot of people forget the entertainment aspect of the sports entertainment product, and you've leaned in and embraced your role like no other. How did you get that? How did you maintain that mentality? And how did you get to that point in your career where you went, hey, this is a pretty good thing, I'm gonna just run with it?
Maturity and discipline, Corey. Adapting, adjusting, all those words mean something. If you want to reinvent yourself, stay relevant, be relevant, all those words, man, come together, man. And you have to be able to make chicken salad out of you have to
yes,
be able
sir.
To like to just make things happen. We all work for the biggest company in the world, and we're expected to be able to deliver. We're expected to be able to execute. The same way, how many times you guys are handed the show minutes before you have to go on the air?
Yep.
You adjust, you adapt, you execute. Discipline is what keeps you guys in the game and keeps you guys relevant, reinventing yourself every time you go out there and break a record. You know what? We landed that. That was great. I see that same way with my career, man, with that 24/7 championship. When they get, remember how many people talked about that championship, bro? They said it was the ugliest thing they ever seen in their life. They said it was so ugly when it was born, it had it in an incubator with tinted windows. You know what I'm saying? Yes, bro. They said the baby was ugly, man. They had to tie a piece of pork chop around the neck to get it to play with it, the dolls to play with it. So, like, nobody liked it, man. But once it started gaining its level, man, once it started going up in notches, there's level to this thing. You know what I'm saying? Once it started going up in notches, I got more, I sat in the saddle more. You know what I'm saying? I like to ride the wave of things. And once the waves start going, though, if you don't ride it, you drown.
For sure, for sure. How much fun do you get to have on a weekly basis just producing these 24/7 backstages or on site. I mean, this past week, you and Tozawa were dressed up in a park in the middle of St. Paul, Minnesota, where it was 9 degrees outside. Obviously, that part doesn't sound too much fun. But as far as being able to create these moments and these fun little segments, how gratifying is that for you?
Very gratifying, man. What's up, Rick?
That's the Iggy for Graves to know that I'm coming in following with a question so that I can follow up with you right now.
Oh, I thought you hit it like you used to do in church, man. You know, no. You got like that. Remember that?
Giving away our secrets.
Damn, I forgot. What were we talking about, Carl?
Talking about how gratifying it is to
be. Gratifying, very gratifying, dog. Like, remember when you said by going to school, I graduated, you see the picture, you know what I'm saying? I went to the College of Funology, you know what I'm saying? And I make sure I have fun doing what I love to do. Man, there's nothing to complain about. There's nothing to be upset about. There's nothing to gripe about. I'm allowed to be creative and be myself. You know what I'm saying? I know funny. I know entertaining. So all I got to do is have something to present to people, something to like, give me something to make, and I'll make sure it gets made.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
You talk about those 24/7 segments and how popular they are. My siblings aren't huge sports entertainment fans, but the one thing they love are the entertainment value of those 24/7 segments, the dance breaks that you had with Carmella. And my brother asked me one time, and he goes, did you know that R-Truth was in the WWE back in, 1990, 2000? I go, yeah, dude, you pay it quick. It's interesting to me that, my younger siblings and such a generation of fans are like, oh, wow, because of the WWE Network, they can go back and visit the K-Quick character.
Yes.
What is the biggest difference for you then to now? And I mean, I'm going into social media and the whole gambit from when you arrived to what you're doing now.
Maturity, acceptance, knowing yourself. I know myself. Can't nobody tell me who I am better than me. I know me. I know what I can deliver. I control me. When you control yourself, you know how to control yourself, you learn yourself, you can control any situation around you. You know what I'm saying? You can compel that situation to be energetic. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So it's just, K-Quick was just breaking into the business, just breaking into stardom, just breaking into learning himself. R-Truth matured. I've learned myself. I've learned what those words of hard but fair, sad but true, making chicken salad out of I've learned what acceptance is and just everything, man. I'm mature. You look like a mature professional wrestler now, / musician. Your favorite rapper is your favorite wrestler, pretty much.
I can say that with 100% truth. No pun intended. My favorite. I got bars, Truth. I mean, I don't know if you know this about me.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I want to ask you though. So who were some of the guys along the way? You have had a long tenure, a long run, multiple runs in WWE and beyond. Who are some of the guys that have helped you along the way to get to the level that you're at? Yeah, Truth, raise your hand. See, Truth learns. Yes.
I learned quick.
Give me one of the little spirit fingers over here trying to give it a get going.
You talking about in the wrestling business card?
Yeah, just in the business or beyond. I mean, who helped really kind of mold you along the way?
So many guys, man. All the way back to, oh my goodness, man. I hate to even name guys. I'm going to leave names off the list.
Sure, I understand. It's a loaded question.
Umaga, Randy, Roman Reigns, but the Usos, like my friends, Xavier, Kofi, Shelton, Drew. I learned so much from each one of my peers, man. Like, there's things you learn from people that you don't even know you learned till you go home and you visit that day in your brain or while you're sleeping or while you're eating, you're thinking of, oh, they said that. You know what? I'm going to start doing that.
Of absorbed it by osmosis. Like, you weren't aware.
Oh, snap. What'd you, the osmosis?
That's another one of those Scrabble words.
Word.
I like that. Okay, I'm going to throw one out there in a few minutes. I did Scrabble too.
You got to keep a little Scrabble counter going on this one today. That's two.
That's odd. Okay. Yeah, but the thing is, man, I've learned Vince McMahon. I can't like not say him. I've learned so much, man, just from being in the wrestling business, period. I learned from everybody, man. I take a little bit of positivity. I take a little bit of negativity. I take a little bit of everything from every person's walks of life. And I analyze it with my own, and I learn from it.
Sound advice from a true, proven vet of the game to all y'all young superstars or aspiring superstars listening. Truth, I'm going to switch gears a little bit to more of the modern day things. Obviously, you yourself been busy in the 24/7 championship picture. We've got day one, New Year's Day, right around the corner. This past Monday, we added Bobby Lashley to the WWE championship picture. It's now Bobby Lashley versus Seth Rollins versus KO versus Big E. Now, you and I spend a lot of time around Bobby and MVP in the locker room. We know on this show hold all those guys in such high regard. Truth, from your perspective, what are you enjoying about Monday Night Raw right now, about the WWE championship picture? I'm more or less trying to prod you to say something great about Bobby Lashley before I do.
Man, Bobby Debo Lashley.
Debo, wow, how have I never drawn that comparison? How have I never thought of that? It's perfect.
He's Debo, dog. You know what I'm saying? He's gold mouth on life, man. You know what I'm saying? You going to eat your cornbread? Yeah, that's Bobby Lashley.
You can't have my cornbread. I'm from New York City.
Yeah, you ain't taking my cornbread. My cornbread, the consequence of repercussions. Yeah, but that's Bobby Lashley, man. He's been looking the best that I've ever seen him. He's another one that has matured, man. He's another one that he's sat in that saddle once he won that WWE championship, man. And he's been riding that horse, bro. He's been riding that wave, man. And don't get me wrong, Big E, Kevin Owens, Seth, bro, they're there. But if they don't see the hunger and feel the passion, if they don't feel, what's that word you used not too long ago? Mimosa?
Osmosis? Yes, mimosas.
Yeah. If they don't feel or see that, Bobby is on a whole different level right now, man.
I agree. I agree completely.
He's actually turning into one of my must-see, must-watch type thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, okay, he's going to do something crazy. Like, he's going to do something drastic. He's going to, like, really let somebody have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I'm
absolutely.
Just like, there's nothing. I mean, what else can you say about that? He's phenomenal.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Excuse me, AJ, but yeah.
And I think we go out of our way here on ATB to talk about how impressive Big E has been in his short time as WWE champion. And Truth, you're a guy who knows E very well. You guys have had plenty of time together in the business. What can you say regarding Big E's growth into this role as the guy?
I like the fact that Big E is still being Big E. He can flip that switch whenever he need to. He's still being funny. He's still being entertaining. He's still being Big E, the New Day Big E. But he know he has a bigger prize at stake right now. And you can tell when he flipped that switch and adjust and execute as well as he's been doing. I mean, I won't take nothing away from Big E. You know what I'm saying? He's, one of the strongest one in the locker room, right?
Oh, legit, man.
Say, yeah.
Legit. Absolute freak athlete.
Hands down. I mean, as big as Bobby is now, as big as Debo is, and as much cornbread as he'll take, I don't think he's going to take Big E's cornbread.
Does that make Big E Craig?
No, that makes Big E...
E's L.
E's L. No, that's Claude Banks.
Oh. Claude? Claude, you know, I forgot Banks. My name. Claude, that's never happened to me before. Claude? You know, I'm so happy we're referencing the movie Life because it just came on Netflix.
I was Friday. Oh, you just threw out Life. I was on Friday still.
Oh, we were talking about the cornbread from Life.
Yeah.
I don't think Big E go behind no bushes to do number two. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you eat the pie, Ray? That pie was hot.
That would be odd, yes.
Odd.
Trying to bring this back to Big E for a second, because I am interested in this question. You've talked about maturity. How have you seen Big E mature in his role as a locker room leader, a champion, a human, since he's become WWE champion? What's his maturation process been?
He stepped up to the plate, man. It's and you got to think, throughout my tenure, I've seen guys like be given that dish or be given that bat to go, you know what I'm saying, hit one and they can't, or they try to, and it just doesn't go the distance. Big E he's hitting home runs. He's executing. He's matured to where he's able to understand, accept, and execute.
Yeah, no doubt. I completely agree with you, man. Love watching Big E's journey. I mean, I got to start with him back in the FCW days, and to see what he's grown into as WWE champion is certainly something to be proud of. And speaking of being proud of someone you've watched the growth of, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the head of the table. Roman Reigns is a dude I know you spend a lot of time on the road with, Truth. You travel with Roman for many moons. What's it like from your perspective watching one of your close friends and allies grow into this role that has almost superseded WWE at this point? I mean, Roman Reigns is doing the Lord's work right now. People are talking. They may not understand everything else, but they see Roman Reigns, head of the table, Universal Champion. The dude is truly firing on all cylinders now.
I don't even think he's reached the pinnacle of his career, and he's hot as a six shooter right now. He's hotter than as firecracker. He's hotter than hot sauce. He's like
nuclear.
If he was a dish, he would be scrumptious right now. And scrumptious is my word I'm gonna throw out there.
Oh, okay. Really,
that's a Scrabble word.
That's a
Scrabble word.
For sure. Just pulled that out of his back pocket.
Yes, man. He's to go from when they came in as the Shield, man, that's when me and Roman was driving around. Like, he's matured so much and have, like, forget sitting in the saddle. He'll weather saddle. He'll ride the horse bareback. He'll have the horse ride him. I've seen him, man, succeed to, like, levels and levels. He's bridged gaps. He has that it factor. All around him, man. Like, inside out, he has the it factor. I've seen him come up with promos in his head. We're driving it, and he's constantly working, man, thinking of how, oh, I'm going to say this like this right here tomorrow. I'm going to say this like, and he's, like, constantly trying to perfect his craft. Always. Even when I would go to Florida, we would go there, and I would go to his house. He's in the gym. He's, like, at his house. He's thinking of a promo. He's thinking of what he's going to do. And what do you think about this idea right here? But he's a guy that I know for a fact, 24/7, he's trying to perfect his craft to take it higher than it can go.
I agree completely.
To the highest of hostivity. Have you ever heard that before?
Hostivity. I don't know if that one will count on the Scrabble board.
Yeah,
but we'll
look that one up real quick.
That's the word.
That might be a good... I don't know how to spell that, though.
I promise you it's in the dictionary, dog. Me and Webster like that.
Hostivity sounds more like a state of mind than an actual adjective. But hey, let's not get stuck in the weeds.
Pun intended.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's odd.
It is odd. But you're talking about, we're talking about Roman, and to piggyback off your point you made, Truth, I had a conversation with Roman last time he was on this show about a conversation that we had way back in Tampa, FCW pre-NXT days, sitting in the pool. And I remember all of us are just kind of struggling, trying to figure out how to get out of Tampa, how to make it to Raw or SmackDown, or, you know, are we ever going to see the light of day? And I remember even back then standing in the pool that day, Roman and I talking about business and goals and where we want to be and what we aspire to. And even back then, Roman was talking about his future in the same breath as a Stone Cold, as The Rock, as these top tier superstars, when most of us didn't have that line of sight. You know what I mean? We're looking
right.
5 feet in front of our face, not 5 miles down the road. Roman has always had that vision about what could be. And I truly believe that that's part of the reason he's in the position that he's in right now. To your point, is that Roman doesn't have an off switch. Well, he's constantly on to the next thing, on to the next thing. And I think we're lucky to have him as a representative of this company and this brand right now.
Oh, man. I think he's the best thing that's going on in the company right now. He is the face of the company. He is the man. I'm glad and fortunate, man, to be able to have spent time with him. You know what I'm saying? To see how he ticks, to see how he thinks of things. But he's helped me out. And so that's another one that has helped me out. Not even at work, outside of work. You know what I'm saying? We're friends. So, like, to watch him, man, grow into what he's becoming, because he ain't finished growing yet, man. This, what we're seeing now is just the sprinkles on the cake that's been baked. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even tasted it yet.
I love that. I love that outlook and that optimism. And I can't disagree with you, Truth. I mean,
you want to taste that cake, don't you, Corey?
I'm salivating right now. I'm trying to figure out a way to work like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious
that
in the conversation.
That one's definitely not a...
It's not happening. That was ham-fisted. I just ruined
the
game.
That's definitely not in the Scrabble, right, Bit?
No.
I don't think that one's in the Scrabble dictionary. No. You know, you could take words, look them up, and find out how many points it's worth on Scrabble. You just got to type it in Scrabble word.
Okay. Hey, you know, me and Roman also went moose hunting one time.
Moose hunting?
Yes.
Tell me about this.
I used to train mooses back in my days, right?
You used to... To train mooses?
Yes. And I didn't say mooses because there was a lot of them.
There were multiple mooses.
Yes. I would train them in, like, you know what I'm saying? I would have them all lined up. It's the way you have to go to moose school to know about that. But me and Roman...
Is that what the graduation picture was from? From moose school?
No, we didn't take pictures, man. It was like a little private thing that we had going on. You know what I'm
Mooses are easily spooked by photography.
Gotcha. It's the flash.
It's the study of mooseism. So what we would do is we would go to these places, man. Like, I think there's mooses in Canada, right?
Yeah, there are plenty of mooses in Canada.
Well, he told me a moose.
It's like when you buy a house, you get a moose.
Well, we were looking for some moose, dog. Because I was going to show him that I was a professional moose trainer, but we never found any. And that was just some of the things I would get on YouTube or Twitter, or I would go live on social media, man. It became a funny thing with us, man, to where we were going to have a foot race as well. My thing was to catch a moose. I was going to bring him to Monday Night Raw. I was going to bring him to work with us. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing. But we never found the moose, though. We never found one. We never saw one, because I would have done that.
Understandable.
Well, damn, now I want to start a GoFundMe to try to get you a moose that you have to bring to a 24/7 rundown where you just get on that moose, you start chasing down over the champion is.
And the irony is, if anyone other than R-Truth was telling this tale, I would be very quick to call bullshit on it. But I can't do that. Not when Ron Truth Killings is involved. Talking about bringing mooses, multiple
mooses. Meese?
Perhaps.
At least two or three.
Two or three.
If you Google right now, R-Truth and Roman Reigns moose hunting, you see it. We went all over Canada looking for mooses, dog, before the time to go to work. You know what I'm saying?
I feel this is something that I'm going to Google, and then it's going to be a picture, and I click on it, and it's going to be something I didn't want to see. I think you're setting this up for something here, Truth.
No, it's a video.
I am 100% positive that I believe everything that Truth is saying, and as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to look this video up.
I don't know. That's what Truth just gave out.
Man, I'm for real. It's true.
I believe it. I have never been given reason to doubt anything Truth says, no matter how obscure or absurd it may appear at first.
Why am I going to okey-dokey, man? Why would I don't even like the okey-doke. Why would I do that to somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Why would I bamboozle you, Corey?
Oh, bamboozle. That's a Scrabble word for sure.
Do you see what you're missing on Mondays now? This is why I look forward to Raw. Even in a town like St. Paul, Minnesota, where it's 9 degrees and bitter cold and painful, because this is what we get to do all day on Monday before the lights go on. And I value it and I cherish it. And Truth, no bullshit here, man. From me, from my heart to you, I genuinely appreciate you. You genuinely make my Mondays or Fridays or whenever we interact better. You're a true bright spot, which is the highest compliment I can give anybody who's spent time in this world, in this business. It's crazy. It's tough to find a reason to laugh. and to be able to count on seeing truth on Mondays to know that at least no matter what's bothering me, no matter what's got me stressed out, and I think a lot of the guys and girls in the locker rooms would agree and echo these sentiments. You're invaluable, man, to have you around.
Damn, Corey, appreciate that, dog.
I swear to God, I mean that, man. I don't know why I'm getting sentimental. It's the holidays,
it's
man.
So rare.
Yeah, he's gonna make me cry, dog.
No, but I mean that. And it's, you know, when you're making people laugh, you don't always get to that appreciation. So I just want to make sure that you know how
appreciate
much
that.
We all appreciate having you around, not only from a business perspective, but as a friend, and just to make everything a little bit lighter and a little bit better and keeping us all on the right track and keeping our heads sane, which is a very, very hard thing to
damn,
do.
Damn, dog. Appreciate that, Corey. Appreciate
course,
that, man. Thanks, man. Your turn, Vic.
No, it's no, I will say when we started this off, I meant it. One of the things I miss on Mondays is sitting in TVL with everybody and having fun. And we've had conversations.
Look, you try to send Vic down the complimentary path and he gets trapped in the matrix. That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. But who's your cell phone provider?
So that's the stupid ass internet. I don't know. No, but I started off the way saying, yeah, truth, I miss Mondays. And one of the things sometimes I forget who was having the conversation, like, man, if truth wasn't here, this place would suck. And you know, just how genuine you are, man. It's just how genuine you are. And when you come in, it's like, hey, party just started.
Appreciate that, Vic. He got up on you on Corey. He got up, Corey, on that one.
Well, I'm not trying
to. No, this isn't going to be a back and forth for 25 minutes, Truth.
What I meant was when I look into your eyes, Truth, and I see your soul, and I know, I don't think, I know that my day is about to be enhanced in a positive way. All right, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah,
of
yeah. I get it, guys.
All right, Truth, your turn.
We can get odd here, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Truth, before we let you go, man, let everybody know where they can find Legacy and what they should look out for.
Legacy is available on all streaming platforms. Wherever you get your music at, you can go get it. If you haven't seen the video yet, go check the video out. Out the Window, the single that came out second. The video for that one should be dropping the next week or two, and it's animated. I already dropped a little snippet of my cartoon character, but it's animated. And, hey, go get it. I got more music. I got enough music for 3 albums, so I'm going to be dropping music periodically around this show.
I love it. Love it. And I cannot wait for the Barnyard Flex. Mark my words. Boom. You heard it here first on After the Bell. It's going to be a phenomenon.
Oh, yes.
Calling it right now.
It's going to be dope.
It's going to be big. And we're going to be like, hey, Ronnie, remember when you used to make us laugh in the locker room, but now you're doing tours with Lil Nas X and it's going to, I'm like, God, I'm sick of this Truth song already. It's too good.
And I've been stealing the locker room.
Yep.
And that's why I love you.
Appreciate y'all for having me on, man.
You're
thank
always
you,
welcome, man. You say the word, you always got a spot here on ATB, man.
Well, you always supported me. Appreciate it, Corey.
We'll see you this week,
see
man.
See Truth.
Boom. See you, Vic.
Vic, I mean, you know me as well as just about anybody, and there aren't too many people on the planet Earth that make me laugh and smile quite like R-Truth does.
Well, now I will add R-Truth to Chevy Chase slapping a cheese sandwich on his chin.
It's up there
smile.
As far as fail, you know, surefire, fail safe, keep Graves sane. Truth is always on the top of the list, man. What a gem.
And he had a lot of great points. I hope a lot of people were listening to, and I hope they come from NXT about maturity and growth and evolution. You know, I know we've had a lot of fun in about the last hour, but there was a lot of, no pun intended, truth to what R-Truth was talking about when it comes
absolutely,
to
absolutely.
What NXT superstars can learn.
Once you get past the initial entertainment factor that is truth, once you get Ron Killings spitting truth to you, man, invaluable advice for anybody, whether you're main roster WWE superstar right now or you're aspiring to get in the business. I think there was some really, really valid advice in that fun conversation. But while we're talking about NXT, Vic, you get to spend every week down there at NXT 2.0. I watched it this past week. A lot of great moments, but the takeaway for me, the biggest standout, was a member of the Diamond Mine. And believe it or not, it wasn't Roderick Strong, which shout out to Roddy, doing great work in the Diamond Mine. Great match with Bron Breakker to end the evening. I hold Roddy in the highest regard, one of my oldest friends in the game. But it was actually Ivy Nile who has really stood out to me. Visually, she looks cool. She's striking. She's in phenomenal shape, and she looks like she could really whoop somebody's ass. I think this past week was the first time, to my knowledge, I actually got to see her compete in a regular match. And just the movement, the impact, and the explosiveness behind everything she did, it drew parallels in my mind to some of the best in-ring performers in the male talent perspective. Wow. Just, and I mean that, I'm sure someone's going to get mad at me for trying to draw this comparison, but I mean it from a pure place. Her movement is so explosive. It reminded me of some of the certain generation of talent, Malenkos and Guerreros, just as far as how everything looked smooth, but explosive and impactful. I think if the cards are played properly and the stars align, I think Ivy Nile is going to be someone we talk a lot about for years to come in WWE.
Beth Phoenix was very high on Ivy Nile during Beth's time at the commentary booth with myself and Wade Barrett. And Wade is also looking at Ivy Nile and going, wow, that's a player. You know, as you said, if the cards and the stars align. The interesting thing about her is if you go on social media and you follow her, she is what she says. She's a pit bull. Even before the show, she's putting 200-300-pound sandbags on her shoulders, doing deep squats and walking around the performance center on the outside with a sweatshirt on in the heat in the summers, because that's what she's into. She's into the training, and now she's taking that into the ring, putting all the pieces together, and she is fun to watch. And Diamond Mine, I mean, the whole entity of it is amazing, from the Creed brothers to Malcolm Bivens.
Yeah, I want to get Bivens on the show here one of these days sometime soon, man. He entertains me to no end. I love everything that's happening with the Diamond Mine. But yeah, shout out to Ivy Nile. Keep doing what you're doing. It's very, very impressive. And I think a lot of people will agree with me. I think there's a very, very bright future hanging around down in NXT 2.0 right now. But the future is now for us, Vic. Pun heavily intended, because we are out of time. So I need to remind you all to follow us at After the Bell WWE on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow me at WWE Graves. You can find Vic at Vic Joseph WWE. Listen to After the Bell for free on Spotify. Just search After the Bell. Hit that follow button so you never miss an episode while you're hanging out on Spotify. Make sure you check out Legacy, R-Truth, New Joint. It is going to be big, no doubt about it. We'll be back next week with more wisdom, more vitriol, more WWE After the Bell.